Hi and welcome back to Housewarming. We only wrapped there before Christmas, but we had to come back sooner than expected because big news has been announced, a package of new and enhanced grants for homeowners who are looking to make their homes more energy efficient and cheaper to run has been announced. And we are joined by Head of Communications with SEAI, Tom Halpin. You're very welcome.
Hey, Kim. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. You're very excited to be here.
I am indeed.
It is exciting, though, because these grants are very welcome. And, you know, the phone lines back in SEAI, I think they're getting around 2,000 queries a day. So people are super excited. And there is one grant in particular that we will get into, the Windows and Doors Individual Measure, which has been announced. So that's all very exciting. So Tom, just give us a quick rundown of what has been announced.
Okay, so at the end of last month, at the end of January, Minister Dara O'Brien announced a suite of new grants. So first of all, the grants for attic and walls, cavity wall insulation are increased and increased substantially as well. The grant for a heat pump has nearly doubled. We have a new and very exciting grant for windows and doors where people want to do windows and doors just as an individual measure rather than as a one-stop shop. And we also have more generous supports now available for people in receipt of certain social welfare payments, so-called energy poor homes.
Okay, brilliant. So this is kind of to create a pathway. I suppose if people aren't in the position to do the full one-stop shop retrofit, which can cost, you know, tens of thousands, this is kind of to get them on the pathway of making their home energy efficient and, you know, getting on that road to A1. So you've got like attic and walls, and then you've got the windows, so they can do it piecemeal if they don't, you know, especially for first time buyers. So, but we'll get into all that. So why have these measures been announced? Like, why now?
Okay, well, the first thing is that the government wants every homeowner to have a more energy efficient home. That means their home will be more comfortable and warmer. It'll use less fuel or energy, which means that it'll be cheaper to run. It'll be a healthier home, and it's beneficial to the environment because there's lower carbon emissions. So it's a win-win for everyone. In terms of why they announced these changes, so there has been a gradual progression in the way our grants have operated. When they were introduced 15 years ago, there were single measures. You could do your attic, your wall, you could get your heating upgraded. And then more recently, in the last few years, we've introduced the one-stop shop, which is a way of looking at the whole of your home, getting it all upgraded in one fell swoop, and then getting all the benefits in one go. And what there was a bit of a gap between the sort of stuff that could be supported through the one-stop shop and what could be supported in the single measures, and also the level of grants available. Mm-hmm. So what this has done is it has evened the pitch a little bit, and it says that if you're not in a position to spend the larger sum of money on a single one large upgrade now, what you can do is do it piece by piece, and all the grants are there to support you for all of the measures that you would have envisaged with a one-stop shop type of job.
I just keep thinking of myself like a few years ago as a first time buyer. This is kind of perfect for people who have spent everything they have on their home, mm-hmm. and they move in and they're like, oh God, it's absolutely freezing. Yeah. So this is where they can get a little grant for their attic and their walls, and then they could upgrade the windows. Mm-hmm. Then they could live there happily for 10 years, mm-hmm. and maybe then do the big one-stop shop. So they're kind of doing it bit by bit to make the home livable and comfortable. And it also has come at a very good time. We've had a rotten winter. So it is good timing that these have been announced. Everyone's like, oh my God, get me that grant. My house is freezing.
Yeah. Well, first on that point, Kim, it's funny that obviously people think about the heating and the insulation when it is freezing outside. And we mm-hmm. have had a pretty ropey winter.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I will just say to the listeners, best time to get the works done is during the summer.
Yeah.
And schedule the works for during the summer when you're not using the heating and when you can leave the house open and let the workers in and out and all, and that's great. But exactly as you say, for people who are a little more cash strapped, who can't pull together the funds and don't want to borrow one of the low interest loans, don't want to do that and get all of it done in one go, mm-hmm. there is this gradual process you can do. And generally, we even talk about it in that way. We talk about assessing your home first. So either looking at it yourself or getting a BER assessor to look at your home, decide what are the good bits of the house, what are the bad bits of the house, and then plotting a path towards getting them done mm-hmm. over time. That's typically attic and wall insulation, like you say. Why? because like putting a hat and a coat on the your house, it's going to keep all that really valuable and quite expensive heat in. And then you look at adding renewables, which might be solar panels or a heat pump. The heat pump is the best way to go for your heating system. And actually, just as you mentioned, first-time buyers, one of the great announcements by Minister Brown was the first-time buyers grant for attic insulation, which is €2,500. So that's right up there, the highest value of grant that we have for attic insulation. That's in a detached home. They're slightly smaller for different sizes of homes. And that is designed specifically for the case you described there. Couple just bought the house, it's freezing, needs something, putting a cap on it with the attic insulation. Best place to start. And immediately you get the benefit of the reduced fuel bills as well. So you can start saving towards the next measure. So that's a really, really generous contribution towards attic insulation.
And it's like what friend of the podcast, Dermot Bannon, said, that, you know, when you move into a new home and you've got no money, but you are planning on doing a job down the road to try and maybe get drawings or plans done up so that you know where the home is going to go. You are going to do a big job down the road. But in the meantime, while you're saving, these are the bits and bobs you can do to get your home comfortable, to bring those energy bills down, but to keep in the back of your mind, well, actually, the whole back wall of this house is going to be knocked eventually. So maybe we don't need to pump that wall. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of all a kind of a holistic approach, is to just think of the long term goals, you know, and to do it all bit by bit and get on that path to energy efficiency, bring your bills down. You know, don't be sitting with your coat and your hot water bottle watching telly, which is what some people, aka me, have been doing recently or when I first moved in. So we will talk about the grants that were announced, the attic and walls and stuff. But the big one is the windows and doors. Because I know when people volunteer at the Ideal Homes show, it's the first thing people ask is, why don't you have a window and door grant? And there was a reason for that, because you can't just put windows and doors, new fancy triple glaze into an old home. You do have to have a certain amount of insulation first. So we will get into that. But this is a huge welcome news.
Yeah. As I mentioned at the top of the podcast, what we had was a little bit of disparity between the two sets of grants that were available. If you did a one-stop shop, you could get grants for all aspects of the home improvement. Whereas with the individual measures grants, there was a slightly smaller number of grants available. And one big gap there was the, pardon the pun, was the windows and doors. And what this has done is it has introduced windows and doors as a standalone measure that people can do. Now, there are, as they always say on the financial ads, there are some terms and conditions, but no deliberately sneaky ones.
Yeah.
And you do mention there that the first thing that people should be thinking about doing is insulating their attic, then insulating the walls. And it's only when those are at a good enough level that you really should think about improving your windows. But then once you have those windows in, and it, the grant, by the way, is €4,000, up to €4,000 for windows for a detached house, and you can get €800 per external door for a maximum of two doors. So there's €5,600 available for windows and doors grants. So then you get your attic, your walls, your windows done. And at that stage, you've got the house nicely closed up, keeping in all that good heat. And you can think about adding the next thing, which is the heat pump and the solar panels. But it is this idea that people have now have a route where they can say, well, I don't have to think about the bigger job that you would give the windows and doors, which is the one-stop shop. I can, as you mentioned earlier, plot a path towards, I get the attic done this year, get the walls done next year, I can get the windows and doors done, as and when, and people can schedule those works. But it is important, definitely, that people think about it, not in terms of, unless they are expert in it, of course, not in terms of what they think is needed, but they get good guidance. And the bit, when we talk about a BER assessor and getting a BER assessment, that's a great place to start, because it identifies where is the home starting, but it also shows you all the little individual elements of your house, which ones are doing well, and which ones have the potential to be upgraded, and what the likely sort of cost bracket is for that. So it is that structured, as you said about Dermot Bannon, it's that plan, it's that master plan for how you're going to do it, and allowing for what you might want to do in terms of renovation as well.
Mm-hmm. So going back to the people who've just moved into a home and they want to start the home energy upgrade journey, And, you know, they know that there's now a grant for windows and doors. But who is eligible for windows and doors, and what do they need to do before they can get that? What's the first step that they need to do? Go online, or what are they doing?
Okay, well, we can start with the basics of, first of all, if it's a couple people that have just moved into a new home that they've bought, there's a BER there, because there has to be a BER there for the purchase of the home.
Yeah.
So the BER will tell them what their current rating is on a scale from A to G.
Mm-hmm.
The BER also tells them, as I mentioned, what are the good parts of the house and what are the bad parts of the house. Now, if you don't have a BER, didn't buy the house recently, and or you think there might be a BER, you can actually find one online on our website, and just search SEAI, BER search, and then you type in the number, your meter point reference number, and you can get the BER. That's your starting point. That's your document that tells you where you are and where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can talk to the BER assessor, who'll give you some guidance on it as well. Then for each of the grants, they're broadly similar qualifying conditions. The house must be built before 2011 for the insulation upgrade, so as an example. And you can't have been granted for the works before.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't been granted for attic or wall insulation, then there's hundreds of registered contractors on our website that you can talk to. You can talk, there can be ones in the locality, there can be ones that advertise in the local newsletters or whatever. Or you can talk to friends and family about who they got the works done with. And then you get yourself a number of quotes. We always say shop around. So when you, if your home is eligible, you start shopping around for the works that you want to get done and you apply. Always critical, Kim, that people apply first. You apply first, get the works done, claim the grant. But you have 8 months from the time you apply to get the works done.
Okay. So a lot of people might think, oh, I need to go and get this BER assessment. Then I need to find out if I'm eligible for the windows and doors. But a lot of the time, all that information is available with the click of a mouse.
Yeah.
They just need to go on, find their BER. They need their MPRN number. If their BER is available online, they can tell from this BER, we have right in front of us, they can tell by this advisory report, which is available to everyone who's had one done, whether they're eligible for the windows and doors grant. And that's by going on and seeing good, very good. And yeah, if your BER advisory report says that your roof and your wall insulation is good or very good, then immediately they don't have to do anything and they can go and apply for that windows and doors grant.
Exactly. In the case of windows and doors, what I mentioned earlier is we want people to make sure that their insulation is good before they start putting in the windows. That's just good practice, and it makes for a better home in the long run. And as you say, in the advisory report, each of the items is classed as fair, good, poor, fair, good, very good. Actually, even before you look at a BER cert, if you happen to get your attic and walls done with a grant aid from SEAI in the past, then you're already sorted, because that grant aid works will have brought it up to the standard necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You can, as you say, look at the BER, and the advisory report says that it's colour-coded, very easy to look at, and look at each of the elements in your home and see which are the good and very, very good. And we're just looking for the attic and walls to be good or very good. Now, if at that stage you still don't have that document, or you're not sure if the works were done, that's the time to talk to a BER assessor. And the BER assessor will point you all the way along. It's a really good investment. It's like sort of like an NCT for your car, except you're not trying to find the faults, you're trying to find the route towards the best outcome.
Yeah, okay. And all those BER assessors are available on our website as well. And there are like hundreds of them, really.
Hundreds of BER assessors.
Can people get, I know we're really focusing on windows and doors, but this is the one that everyone's mad about. So I will ask a few more questions before we move on to the next ones. So can people get a different contractor for windows and a different contractor for doors? Can I get a grant for windows only and doors only? And what about Velux windows? Are they all included?
Okay, that's a multi-part question.
Sorry.
So I'll take them in order, Kim, okay?
Yes.
So first of all, when you're doing the individual measures, be it attic, wall, heat pump, solar, all the time you can use different contractors. And many times contractors specialise in just doing one thing. You'll get one person that does cavity wall insulation, one person that does windows and doors, one person that does heat pumps. So yes, you can use a different supplier or contractor for each of the different measures. And you can apply for them separately or apply for two or three together and then get the grant offer together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. Second thing you ask about is, can you get just your doors done? Well, the one requirement we have with windows and doors, so you have to have a home built before 2011, mm-hmm. and you have to have the windows and or the walls and attic have to be good to start with. Mm-hmm. When you're finished, well, we require you to install double or triple glazed windows, yeah. of course. When you're finished, we require the overall performance of the glazing to be at a certain performance standard. And that's something that the contractors are being notified about. Mm-hmm. And that's just to make sure that you're getting the best outcome and actually that the state is getting the best outcome for taxpayers' money. So if your windows are already good, but you have two poor doors, then you can just do the doors, provided the whole house is uplifted to the right level. Mm-hmm. And in that case, you just claim the €800 per door. The same sort of applies for the question about the Velux scheme. So do you have to change your Velux or can you change the Velux? You don't have to change the Velux, mm-hmm. but if you don't change them, it will still be part of the assessment. So all the other windows and doors need to be on average up to a level that means the Velux don't have to be improved. Can you include the Velux though in the improvement? Yes, you can. So it's the package is to suit whatever condition the home is in and bringing it all to one good level, mm-hmm. and whatever you need to do.
Okay, yeah, great. So for someone who has ordered new windows, they haven't been installed yet, will they still qualify for this grant?
So there's a little tricky bit there, which is that the grant announcement was made on the 27th of January, mm-hmm. but it's only actually open for applications from the 2nd of March. And okay. that's the date that the list of registered contractors will be available and the date on which the application scheme the application system will be open. However, we are making an allowance for people who might have been just about to move. So if you order and install your windows after the 27th of January and use a registered contractor, a person who is on our list or will be on our list, then you can qualify for the grant and we would be paying grants.
Yeah, so we're not trying to like catch anyone out or, you know, we want to get everyone who's eligible to receive the higher amounts of these grants.
Exactly that, Kim. For anyone who applied for a grant for, say, the heat pump or the attic insulation and hasn't claimed their grant yet, they will be eligible, provided everything is done according to mm-hmm. the terms and conditions, they'll be eligible for the higher grant amount when they come to claim it. So we are sort of determined to give people the maximum benefit possible.
Yeah. Okay, great. So, we've talked about windows and doors and I do have a few questions that we have had sent in on Instagram that we might get to. But apart from windows and doors, what are the other highlights that have been announced?
Okay, well, in the attic and wall insulation, there's a couple of major increases in the grants. So for all the normal average punters on the street, the grants have gone up to a new maximum of 1,800 for cavity wall insulation and 2,000 for attic insulation. So that's an uplift on what was already a very generous grant, and mm-hmm. it's designed to cover what will have been inflation costs over the last couple of years in the cost of those works. They are seen as the really critical ones to make a home comfortable very fast. The other thing is they pay for themselves really fast because they reduce your heat loss by 20, 30, 40% if you put them both in together. We've also mentioned the First Home Buyers Grant, which introduces specifically for attic insulation, a new maximum grant of €2,500. And that's because those people may be moving into a poor performing home, have less money to spend, and are encountering for the first time these new energy bills. So that is a really designed to help them mm-hmm. at that early stage in house purchase. And we've also, for people who are on certain specified social welfare payments, which are all listed on our website, if they are in receipt of any of those, they can apply for the grant for a higher grant as well, which is €2,500 for attic insulation and €2,300 for cavity wall insulation. Now, why was that introduced? Well, at the moment, there are waiting lists for what's called the Warmer Home Scheme, which supports energy poor homes. Mm-hmm. This is if people only want to get attic and wall insulation, they don't need to apply for the Warmer Home Scheme. They can just get it done themselves. Now, they will have to pay for the works and then claim the grant. So mm-hmm. that's the difference. Instead of getting a free upgrade, they have to arrange the works themselves. But the other thing is, if there's people on a waiting list and they'd like to get those works done ahead of any other works, they can do that and stay on the Warm Homes waiting list.
Okay.
So this is designed to just accelerate and move people through the system a little bit, because while we're doing a lot more energy poor homes than we've ever done before, and we're doing really deep retrofits, really substantial upgrades on them, there's still a waiting list.
Yep.
And we're trying to burst our way through that. But this is a way of helping people move a little bit forward and then get the rest of the works done later.
Okay, so that's people who are on the list for the Warmer Home Scheme, which is essentially a completely free, massive one-stop shop to bring their home up. I know my neighbour across the road got it. She has solar panels. She has a heat pump. She's absolutely over the moon, but she was waiting a long time. So she could have said, look, my house is absolutely freezing. I'm going to go and invest in just attic and wall while I wait, because, you know, it's cold and I just want to speed the process up. So that is brilliant.
Yeah, if I can, just to say there, Kim, you don't have to be on the Warmer Homes waiting list to avail of that.
Yes.
If you are, you can step out, do that bit of work and then effectively stay on the list. But if you have if you qualify for it, you don't have to apply to get these grants. So it's just that, that subtle difference
there. Okay.
The heat pump grant, again, one of the things that was different between the one-stop shop approach and the single measures was that if you did the one-stop shop, because you were doing this massive upgrade, the government was trying to just support the slightly more significant costs, particularly that went with doing a heat pump.
Mm-hmm.
So what has happened now is the two additional grant components that were available from one-stop shop are now available for single measures. So let me put that in English. Is previously you could get a grant of €6,500 for it towards a heat pump system. You can now qualify for, if you're replacing an oil or gas boiler, say a fossil fuel heating system, you can qualify for a renewable heat bonus, which is €4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing substantial changes to the heating system, changing out rads and rerouting works, etc., then you may qualify for an additional €2,000. So the maximum grant has gone from potential €6,500 to €12,500. Now, that is a really substantial contribution.
Doubled, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really substantial contribution. And it addresses one of the big concerns that people have. Like, there's broadly three concerns that we know people have with regard to heat pump. One is the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And now with a grant of up to 12,500, and if you were going to be replacing your oil boiler anyway, you're almost closing the gap there with that,
mm-hmm.
broadly speaking. Second one is the level of disruption. And I can speak from personal experience of having put in a heat pump 2 years ago. There doesn't have to be massive disruption, and you don't have to put in underfloor heating as people think. And you can often get away with using the radiators that are in your house anyway.
Mm.
And then people are concerned about the running cost. Now, the running cost is really a factor of how much were you using previously, where you want oil or gas, what sort of electricity tariff you have. And again, what I can say from personal experience is, we've managed to save about €200 a year on our heating bills. Now, that's not a guarantee that you will save that amount of money. Some people, the bills might be a little bit higher, but the big thing is that you've a comfortable home running at 20 degrees all day long throughout the heating season, not up and down, up and down, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's well worth the, for the comfort alone, it's well worth it.
Yeah. So, Tom, we've covered all of the new announcements. Are you ready for a quick fire?
I think I am.
Because we did ask Instagram followers to send in some questions, and these are kind of some of the FAQs. So, yeah, we've mentioned this already, but who do I contact first about the windows and doors upgrade to start the process? Basically, what and where do I go?
Okay.
What do I do? Where do I go?
Well, if you're not sure whether you need to upgrade your windows or doors, be your assessor is probably the first person to talk to, because they'll tell you what you should be doing in your house anyway first. Windows and doors might not be the first thing you get done. But if you have already decided or you know that it's windows and doors, on the 2nd of March, we'll be publishing a list of suppliers for windows and doors who will be registered and will be to do the works in the according to the standards that we require. You contact 1, 2, 3 of them. We always say, for anything you're getting done, shop around. Get multiple quotes,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you know what it is you're getting. Different quotes doesn't mean someone's ripping you off. They can be adding additional services, additional facilities, or better performing windows, as not all windows are born equal. So you need to know what you're getting and compare those quotes. And then when you're shopping around, also ask neighbours, friends, work colleagues, did they get windows and doors done recently? What was the work like? Did they turn up on time? Did they leave the place in a mess? Mm-hmm. You need to know all of that. So be your assessor, but if you know you want windows and doors, talk to one of our registered suppliers.
Yeah, and if you know your home is ready for windows and doors, 2nd of March, go online, see the list of contractors and get the ball moving.
Yeah.
I've been approved for insulation, but works haven't started. Can I apply for a windows and doors grant?
Yes, from the 2nd of March, you'll be able to apply for the windows and doors grant. And they operate separately. So whereas with the one-stop shop, you're paying to get, or you're being supported to get all of it done in one go. Mm-hmm. This allows you to do any of the works in any sequence you want. And that was always the case. Like, you could get cavity and then you decide, well, I want attic as well while this job isn't done. So.
And to suit your own budget as well.
Suit budget and your own priorities, yeah.
Can I get just a door grant? We've talked about that already. And the answer is?
The answer is yes, provided you bring the whole performance of the windows up to the prescribed level.
Can you go with two different suppliers, one for windows and one for insulation?
Yes, you can.
Brilliant.
And generally, it will be the case. Like, mm-hmm. people, if you think about it, the people that you would contract for windows and doors often don't do other insulation products. Now, there are companies out there that do multiples, but generally, people have specialist skills.
Does the window grant cover replacing Velux windows? We've talked about that. The answer is yes.
Yes, yes.
Because people find Velux windows can be quite cold and drafty. So that is great and an exciting announcement there.
Yeah, well, older windows anyway. I don't think it's like Velux is a brand, so we need to be careful saying about it in particular. I think people are talking about roof lights.
Windows.
Yeah, roof windows. Look, older windows with older types of frames and only double glaze without the fill in between them and with a narrower gap and maybe with poorer seals, all old windows tend to sort of need to be replaced mm-hmm. after a certain period of time. So this grant is there to support it. So you may believe your windows are good, but actually they need to be replaced. And that could be roof windows of a generic brand.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So, Tom, all of these grant announcements and increases and new grants for windows and doors, it's all brilliant news, but it costs money. It can cost a lot of money. So what can people do to finance these home energy upgrades?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Kim. And it's a question that we were being asked for a while and the government was being asked for a while. Like, there's a big additional sum of money, whether you're getting your attic done or a whole of your house done. Where can the money come from? The great thing is that the government, working with the SBCI, introduced low interest loans, which are available through all the major high street banks. And those low interest loans are available to people to do the works. The great thing is that the loan is at a lower interest rate, as the name suggests, mm-hmm. about 3% or thereabouts at the moment, as I understand. And though the loan amount is available up front as well before the works even commence. Now you have to be working with a one-stop shop provider, but they can do all the works that are available under both schemes. And you have to be able to show where the performance of the house afterwards. But that's a great way for people to bankroll, say, the gap between the grant and the full cost of works.
Okay, so people can get these individual measures, they can get the grant and they can get the loan, but they need to go through a one-stop shop provider.
Correct.
Okay, fantastic.
As you say, we're trying to give these grants away. There are terms and conditions, as you say, but no tricky ones. Mm-hmm. But we do want to give it. Last year, 57,000 people got grants from SEAI for home energy upgrades. Mm-hmm. And that's across solar and heat pumps and attic insulation and wall insulation. And the idea here is we want homes to be more comfortable. We want to have lower bills and we want to have lower emissions. Yep. That's fundamental.
Yeah.
These grants and the increase in grant amounts and widening the measures that are available is all about making them more accessible to more people. And the fact of the matter is there's hundreds of BR assessors out there, there's hundreds of contractors and there's nearly 30 one-stop shops. Now, they're big operators, so it might sound like a small number, but there's 30 one-stop shops out there providing these services, all of which are listed on our website. Mm-hmm. And you know, it really has never been easier to make your home more comfortable. And we're here to help. Always start with seai.ie. That's where the information is and we'll signpost everything you need from there.
Fantastic. Tom Halpin, thank you so much for joining me on Housewarming.
Thanks, Kim.